Once again, good morning. It is 11:06 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, January 12, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. Saying good morning to all of our little domestic terrorists out there that are listening to the show. And I use that term lovingly because this is what our Department of Justice is now signaling they're going to do, is they're going to ramp up and create a domestic terrorist consortium inside their little bureau there. They want to track down all of us little conservative voters and label us as domestic terrorists. So I thought it would be fitting to play a little funny this morning. You got to love it. By the way, you've heard the Power Mall commercials. We want to let you know the Strauss Natural products are on sale this week, 10% off, as are the Transderma Minerals, the magnesium oil, which I haven't used, and it works. Tranquil BOGO, buy one, get one free while supplies last. And all you got to do when you get to the Power Mall and you're in your checkout mode is type in Happy 2022, and you get $5 off your next purchase at the Power Mall. We love that. We love you guys. You're great for supporting us. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Haven't been banned yet. Power Our Nation. Just remember that. And if you want to make a donation, you can go on the powerhour.com and or the Power Mall and make a donation there. Or you can call Jay on our Power Mall support line. Today, some interesting guests besides news. We've got Sheila Ely, wife, mother, educator, inspirational speaker, and how the vaccines affected her family. You're not going to like what you hear. It's a pretty sad story, actually. In the 12 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Sheriff Richard Mack once again, one of my favorite people to interview. I am a member of CSPOA.org. You can go take a look at that website if you want to. In the meantime, what can I say? This vaccine mandate, and we told you yesterday on the show, we had Dr. Syed Haider on. We are publishing his little booklet that he put out. You'll be able to get that on thepowerhour.com. Today, when we post the email blast, if you're not getting it, you need to subscribe, because that little book there that tells you what the COVID protocols are, according to Dr. Syed Haider, he has treated over 35,000 patients, had no deaths, 5 hospitalizations, 4 of which were because they waited too long. So the whole idea is, if you feel sick, what he wants to do is stock up your medicine cabinet before you get sick. Isn't that wonderful? It's called PrEP. It's called being prepared. That's Scout's honor. I was a Boy Scout. Does that make me a domestic terrorist because I want to be prepared? That was our motto. I got as high as a Star Scout before I was a little too old to participate. But it was a lot of fun. Learned a lot. How to tie knots. Unlike Jeffrey Epstein, who's, I don't know what about knots he doesn't understand, but I just, you know, he didn't kill himself. But this vaccine mandate that we were talking about is just the craziest, nuttiest thing. And the Biden administration's vaccination mandate pertaining to private employers went into effect on Monday, despite the fact the Supreme Court is heavily weighing in on this thing. This is a nutty law. It's not even a law. It's a mandate. It's an unconstitutional mandate. I think, according to Rob Henneke, one of the attorneys that's dealing in this, he's the executive director and general counsel at Texas Public Policy Foundation. He told Epic TV's American Thought Leaders program that he believes that the Supreme Court is going to shut this down. He does not have administrative authority or any kind of authority to do what he's doing. And, of course, if you were paying attention to the commentary made by the Supreme Court justices, Sonia Sotomayor has been drinking the Kool-Aid, and she spewed out some information that even the CDC contradicted. So we want you to have the truth, which is one of the reasons why we don't believe that any of you, and I personally don't believe any of you out there listening, are domestic terrorists. You just have a different mindset than the woke liberal out there. Way different mindset. You are actually, you love your freedom. And that's what's really good about this show, is we advocate that. So while we have this going on, We have Fauci again, Dr. Anthony Mangala. We had him in front of the Senate again, getting into a tete-a-tete with the senator from Kansas, as well as Rand Paul. And this is just, you know, crazy that we already know that there were emails out there. Now there's newly unredacted emails confirming a potential connection between COVID-19 and the Wuhan virology lab in China, and Fauci and Collins and Jeremy Farrar, the head of the British Wellcome Trust, and Peter Daszak from the Echo Health Alliance. I mean, we're connecting the dots, and as time goes on, more dots will be connected. Fauci is a little arrogant, so-and-so, and deserves to be fired. And, of course, he brought that up to Rand Paul. He showed him a picture of Rand Paul's website, "Help Me Fire Fauci," with a donation button, and claimed that Rand Paul was trying to capitalize on the scenario. You see, this is what they do to you. They don't care whether you are a Republican senator, a doctor, or whatever the case may be. They don't care. These people, when you get into the medical hierarchy of the government, these people think they are God, that they are invincible. And this is a problem, because it seems like nobody can do anything about it. And we have to wait until November of 2022 for the groundswell of voters. And here again, I encourage you. I hate it when people say, oh, my vote doesn't count anyway. I'm not going to go to the polls because it doesn't matter. They're just going to cheat and steal the election anyway. Folks, if you have that kind of opinion, you aren't the American citizen I thought you were. You need to vote no matter what. If you have the power to vote, you need to go to the polls and make your voice heard. It's the only, and I don't even like to use the word democratic process because it's not in the Pledge of Allegiance. We are a republic. I don't know what these people that keep crying democracy this, democracy that, seems like it's all part of their vocabulary, including the current administration. They're going to jeopardize the domestic terrorists. They're going to jeopardize our democracy. Really, what democracy is that? The woke liberal left and the Marxist Congress people serving in D.C., and I'm including Pelosi, the Wicked Witch of the West. You know, really, when you look at her, did you see the picture of her face on TV with those eyebrows? I mean, she looks like Michael Jackson reincarnated, doesn't she? Unbelievable. I have no respect for this woman. This woman has made so much money playing the markets, and yet the multiple times, if somebody would investigate her, they'd probably get her from insider trading. I mean, they got Martha Stewart, didn't they? Yet nobody wants to mess with her. Why? Well, you know, it's the administration, folks. It's our double standard system of corrupt justice we have going on. And I say that in line with the story the Epoch Times is reporting. U.S. Marshals went to the D.C. jail, the little concentration camp, the little D.C. gulag, holding the January 6th defendants, and found deficiencies there, according to a new court filing revealed. They literally are abhorrent, and the U.S. Marshal for the D.C. area, Lamont Ruffin, said at the time the officers found evidence of systemic failures, including evidence that water was shut off to inmates as punishment in another part of the jail, the central detention facility. I mean, unbelievable. These people are living in substandard conditions. And, of course, they try to cover that up. In October 2021, if you remember, U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth, a Reagan nominee, held jail officials in contempt for violating a January 6th defendant's civil rights by impeding access to medical care. The following month, he ordered the defendant released over the issue. And I'll guarantee if they didn't let him out of his cell and let him go to get medical care, D.C. would have been held liable for that. But also, you know, when you're held by a court on a contempt citation and you don't answer that and do what you're told by a federal judge, He will send the marshals out to arrest you and bring you forth, and you will be sitting in the same jail cell that your January 6th defendants are in. Louis Gohmert, Texas Republican congressman, told the Epoch Times that the defendants are being treated like third world country political prisoners. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, who toured the jail with Louis Gohmert, said the defendants are political prisoners who've been blocked from speaking with their lawyers. You know, come on. You want to talk about a violation of your constitutional rights? You are entitled to counsel. This is just nuts what they're doing. And anybody that, you know, I think they do it, and this is something that even Fox News pointed out on the Laura Ingraham show last night. They're doing it to scare Republicans and all of you little domestic terrorists out there, as the DOJ has labeled you. This is why we're at war with our government, folks. If the DOJ is going to come out and make stupid statements like that, the guy that's heading this up, Merrick Garland, what an idiot. He doesn't care about your rights. He doesn't care about the Constitution. Glib lib. Another whack job in the liberal left of the administration. And he thinks that it's okay to label everybody that doesn't agree with him and the left's woke agenda. They're all of a sudden labeled as domestic terrorists. It's nuts. You're not. You're God-fearing, freedom-loving, gun-toting American citizens. And this is the sad state of affairs we have in D.C. So do you want to pay attention to Merrick Garland or just tune him out? Well, you know, the Bible even says to keep your enemies closer while thou art in the way with them. The teachers out there in America seem to be relying on their unions. It's kind of funny how that works. Chicago teachers, of course, another day out. They like making that money, but they don't want to actually earn it by teaching. Minnesota school boards have terminated their National School Boards Association membership, joining a growing number of states to do so over the highly controversial Biden administration letter, which likened concerned parents to what? Domestic terrorists. You know, it's not like we're sitting here on the show teaching everybody how to make a claymore mine, okay? I mean, it's not like that. We're teaching people to be peaceful in all regards. In fact, this is one of the reasons why we're having Sheriff Richard Mack on, because we need to touch base with our local leaders, especially our local sheriffs, and make sure that they're constitutional sheriffs. Make sure that they understand that they are the highest law enforcement officer in their county. And the buck stops with them when it comes to enforcing the law. And that includes actions by administrations within their county that are not constitutional. The sheriff can stand up and do as he pleases, as long as it's within the guidelines of the Constitution. This, according to Richard Mack, he'll be joining us in the next hour. So you want to tune in for that. You can actually call 844-769-2944. I don't care if you're a domestic terrorist or not, or a freedom-loving, God-fearing, gun-toting, law-abiding American citizen. You can call that number, 844-769-2944, and connect with the show and tell us what you're thinking. If you want to call Merrick Garland an a-hole on this program, well, you know, we try to keep it a little civil. And I understand your feeling. I understand how you feel. These people are very disconnected up there in D.C. They don't understand the human mindset that's going on in the rest of the country. They want to lock everyone down. They want to dumb down our kids. They want to teach them to hate themselves. You're white. You're privileged. You're cisgender. Oh, my God. You're straight? Really? Gee, didn't the Bible promote that? Wow. Professing themselves wise, they became fools, and God handed them over to a reprobate mind. There are some people out there that are trying to protect your rights. Epoch Times is reporting an Illinois teacher is taking big risks to expose CRT at the public schools in that state. Frank McCormick is a high school history teacher in a Democratic-leaning Chicago suburb. and he's voiced his views about critical race theory in his school district for 6 months. The mental toll has worn him down. He realized the loneliness, the personal attacks from all directions, the constant fear of losing his job. Oh, these things are very real, folks. These are the very things keeping others quiet about the issue, including one at a time himself. You know, they don't want you talking about stuff like this. When the burden was such, he wanted to simply shut up and give up. A small group of like-minded teachers in other parts of the country carried him through. There's nothing of value that does not come at a cost. Even if his career at the district has ended, it wouldn't have ended with me trying to do something right, McCormick told Epoch Times. His grandfather immigrated to the U.S. during World War II and joined the Army to fight for his new home country. From his grandfather, McCormick leaned to not be quiet, to challenge, to fight back, and to do what was right, he said. This is one of his New Year's resolutions, to speak freely, to speak unapologetically, and to support those that do the same. So, as his catalyst for speaking out came after George Floyd's death in 2020, when the ideological agenda accelerated in the Waukegan Public School District at a rate he hadn't seen in nearly a decade, he said, suddenly everybody was talking and taking on white privilege or systemic racism as the biggest education ills, he said. Teachers were trained to identify racial oppression, professional development sessions, and students were taught to view their world through a lens of race and conflict. They want to teach your kids to hate each other based on race, gender. And here's the other thing. I mean, when you're going out telling people that racism is the norm in America, and that almost all American institutions, including public schools, are inherently racist, then why are we paying tax dollars to these people? I mean, if they literally, this is why I like homeschool, folks. I homeschooled my kid. And this is one of the reasons why we have a lot of parents pulling their kids out of school, and they are homeschooling them. They want no part of this nonsensical education system that is going on in America today that we're throwing all of our tax dollars at. We pay these people salary, and this is how we are repaid? Really? And this is why you have all these little domestic terrorists, parents who are concerned show up at school board meetings. They are not domestic terrorists. They have a right. These kids are their offspring, according to the Bible. They have a right to dedicate their lives to raising their offspring. Teach your child the way he should go, and when he is older, he will not turn away from it. That's right straight out of the Word of God. Understand, this is not so much a religious program as it is. I'm trying to equate what our founding fathers were thinking, because we were founded one nation under God, indivisible. And now what are they trying to do? Divide us. This is nonsense, folks. These are the kinds of conversations Democrats and Republicans should jointly be having with each other, not shunning each other and cussing each other and berating each other on Facebook. Oh, Facebook, trust me. With all these big tech, they just love it when people berate each other. They love just fueling that fire. More division. Here's an interesting note that just came out from the Epoch Times. Inflation jumped 7% annually in December, the fastest pace since 1982. Inflation fears among small business owners have risen to their highest level in four decades as owners remain broadly pessimistic about future economic conditions, according to the latest monthly poll from the NFIB. National Federation of Independent Business. Their Small Business Economic Survey released yesterday shows 22% of small business owners reported inflation the single most important business problem since 1981. A year ago, a mere 1% of owners said inflation was their chief worry. Now we're up to 22%. It's at the highest level since the 1980s, having an overwhelming impact on owners' ability to manage their businesses. And we're not even into the part about why the price hikes are happening the way they're happening. I think we all know it's because of the supply chain breakdowns that are going on right now. It's a sad state of affairs when you have to go to the grocery store and you find out that all your favorite stuff that you normally buy, you go to the store shelf where you normally go to get it, and there's nothing there except a blank tag with a Alex Trebek comment. No, sorry. You know, it's not there. Oh, no more half and half. Land O'Lakes half and half. It's not there. It's not on the shelf. You ever notice that? All of a sudden now the local grocery chains, the corporate grocery chains, are pushing their own brands of half and half on you, along with other products. You know, we're really trying to, you just watch how these corporates behave and figure out whether they're woke or not based on what their employees are doing. There are certain grocery store chains that are making all their cashiers and clerks wear masks. You kind of can tell whether they're woke or not based on just how much they lock down their employees. And sometimes I'll even, when I'm in a grocery store, ask the employee whether they got the jab or not, or whether their boss is making them get the jab, because that tells me a lot more. Tells me a lot about whether their corporation is woke or not and whether or not I need to go shop somewhere else. You know, the major store chains, really, when it comes down to it, if they're going to be woke corporations, then they're going to side with Merrick Garland and look at you and treat you like you're some sort of domestic terrorist, when in fact you are a law-abiding American citizen, just like the opposite side woke left. We're all American citizens, folks. Some of us are law-abiding. Some of us went out and burned down police precincts and rioted last year, 2020. And the woke left called them protesters, peaceful protesters. Really? You don't go burning down buildings and torching cars and smashing store windows and looting stores if you are a peaceful protester. You just don't do it. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would be turning over in his grave to see what Black Lives Matter has done, allowing Antifa and other radical groups to infiltrate this little Marxist bunch. And see, if you look at people like Larry Elder, I even supported his campaign for governor, folks. That's how much I love Larry Elder. I think the man is right on. He's got a good head on his shoulders. And I don't love the man because he's a radio talk show host. I love him because of his conservative principles. He understands what made America great, and he understands that it doesn't matter what color skin you have. If you work hard, you'll be successful. That's the way it is, folks. Sheila Ely will be joining us after the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Frieger with you. Stay with us.
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Two minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time, Wednesday, January 12, 2022. My, how time flies when you're on the run, right? Yeah, we're trying to connect with Sheila Lewis Ely, who appeared in the movie Vaxxed. She's the founder of the Texas Medical Freedom Alliance, the mother of twins, a boy and a girl. Both children were healthy and vivacious until their pediatric nurse accidentally injected the boy Temple with his siblings' MMR vaccine on top of his MMR, DTaP, and the HIB. When she realized this, she left without giving any shots to Lucinda. Temple cried all that night. The next day, he was no longer responsive. According to an interview with Age of Autism, he started crawling, started banging his head against the wall, the floor, anything he could. He stopped imitating with his father. He was making no eye contact. He didn't want you to hold him or touch him. Lucinda, who did not receive any vaccines, is now in the 11th grade. He's scholar, fluent in three languages, and also a classical pianist. Trying to get mom on the phone. How autism happens. I mean, it's a mess. What happened to this woman? In the meantime, we continue on with news. The sad but true issue with the Supreme Court making these comments during the hearings. It is a sad state of affairs when your justices make statements on the record that are uninformed. Obviously, I point a finger at Sonia Sotomayor. She should know better than to make a claim that 100,000 children are seriously ill with COVID-19 and are in hospitals when that figure is actually around 3,500, according to the CDC. Well, Justice Gorsuch, apparently, somebody misquoted him. It was in the record, and they put out an official transcript of the court proceedings clarifying that Justice Neil Gorsuch did not make a false claim about the flu. When they heard these oral arguments on Friday, for and against two Biden administration vaccine mandates, Gorsuch, a Trump nominee during questioning of Solicitor General Elizabeth Perlogar, said that polio was a terrible scourge on this country for many years, but that the federal government has never mandated it for workers through OSHA. We have flu vaccines. The flu kills, I believe, hundreds of thousands of people every year. And, of course, the comment was supposed to be hundreds or thousands, not hundreds of thousands. So they quietly updated the transcript to say the flu kills, comma, I believe, comma, hundreds, comma, thousands of people every year. That's what he meant to say. But see, Sotomayor, her comment was direct and blatant. She's a liberal. What do you expect? Breyer, Stephen Breyer, is a Clinton nominee, falsely said 750 million new COVID cases were recorded on January 6th. Why are we playing with that figure? The January 6th figure, the libs are just not going to let it go. The U.S. has a population of 331 million people and recorded just under 792,000 cases on January 6th. Not 750 million. Justice and Elena Kagan, also an Obama nominee, also drew criticism for claiming, "We know that the best way to prevent the spread is for people to get vaccinated and to prevent dangerous illness and death is for people to get vaccinated. That's the second best to wear masks." She obviously is also uninformed. None of these statements are made because of science. These statements are made because of politicization of COVID. This is what they've done. They've made a mess of things. Vaccinations are all politicized these days. If you don't get the jab, you must be a domestic terrorist. Wow. The tide is turning, folks. I don't want you to be messed up about this. Unless you live in a blue state, then I certainly would be a little bit on edge. And the reason I say this, and we are downloading a PDF onto our email blast that you get if you subscribe. I was not happy with just listening to some of the garbage being propounded on Brighteon. No, I have to go do the research. When I see these news stories that appear to be out there, I want to go find out exactly what's really going on. So I actually dig into the legislative websites to see, being the paralegal sort I am, an investigative journalist I sort of am still, because I care about the truth being reported out there. And sure enough, there is a bill, WAC 246-100-040, filed in Washington State that would authorize a strike force to involuntarily detain unvaccinated, and they've already set up the internment camps. That's right. The internment camps have been set up. The Washington State Board of Health, according to Your News, may soon amend state law to authorize the involuntary detainment of residents as young as 5 years old in COVID-19 internment camps for failing to comply with the state's experimental vaccine mandate. Folks, this is why the Supreme Court needs to, as the supreme law of the land, lay down the law and say, no, you're not going to give these mandates are no good. They're unconstitutional and you're not going to do it. That way it gives local people the opportunity to file a lawsuit to stop it in the state level based on what the Supreme Court said. Last time I checked, what the Supreme Court said was the law of the land. This PDF that we're downloading is a proposed revision to include COVID protocol under the state's Communicable and Certain Other Diseases Act, outlining procedures for isolation or quarantine. The measure would allow local health officers at his sole or their sole discretion to issue an emergency detention order causing a person or group of people to be immediately detained for purposes of isolation or quarantine. And they can get a judge to extend that quarantine if they want to. And here's the funny thing about this. This legislation, which we're going to provide you with a copy of, and you can read it. I want you to read and do your research, folks. That's the most important thing. Be smarter than the woke left. Be smarter than these Supreme Court judges. These blowhards that are sitting in this bench of the supreme law of the land, the court. I mean, you talk about corruption now. It's infiltrated in there where we're having disinformation and misinformation coming out of the mouths of our own Supreme Court justices. They can't even do their own research and homework to make sure they say the accurate thing when it comes to ruling on a vaccine mandate. They all think everybody needs to get the jab. What's going to happen in 3 to 5 years when we have to replace Supreme Court justices on the bench because they fell ill and died of what was in that jab that we weren't told about? Months prior to the coronavirus outbreak in the United States, the Washington legislature passed this bill. It was certified October 25th, 2019, months prior to the first confirmed case of COVID, January 20th of the following year. This law was already on the books. That's right. How do these people know this? How do the legislatures know this stuff? Somebody tipped them off. Maybe they were listening to Fauci say that the Trump administration is going to be dealing with a virus of massive proportions. How did he know that? You see, and then he has the audacity to get up there and call the senator from Kansas a moron and cuss under his breath. This man has been in office too long, folks. I would be calling your congressman demanding Fauci's immediate firing and investigation into his ties to Wuhan. And when it comes to the situation about what happened January 6th, we beg the question, who is Ray Epps? The DOJ won't say. That's right. The Department of Justice will not say who Ray Epps is. These top federal law enforcement officials that we have trusted to protect us are declining to answer questions about Ray Epps, the Arizona resident captured on video, encouraging January 6th protesters to breach Capitol Hill. Controversy has surrounded Epps because he was on the FBI's most wanted list, and now he's not. Well, I know they didn't arrest him. Otherwise, they would have paraded him around like they have everybody else. But here's a guy that's standing out there in a jumpsuit telling everybody to go storm the Capitol. And we haven't heard about the guy that was up in the tower with a bullhorn yelling at everybody to do the same. The Democratic-led House committee investigating January 6th reportedly said January 11th that it interviewed Epps and that Epps denied any connection to law enforcement. But, of course, everybody that was standing out there that heard Epps encouraging people started yelling, Fed, 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 Fed. Which is why, if you have not been to hisglory.tv to get a copy of Capital Punishment, you need to do that. Because you're going to see more truthful video footage. A Senate Judiciary Committee hearing earlier in that day, Senator Ted Cruz and Tom Cotton were unsuccessful in getting answers about Epps. Cruz asked the FBI's Assistant Director for National Security, Jill Sanborn, 10 questions about Epps and other potential undercover feds, none of which they got answers to. Nothing substantial. Sanborn admitted she's aware of him, but said she doesn't have any specific background for him. Really? When Cruz asked whether Epps worked with the FBI, Sanborn declined to answer that. Likewise, for when Cruz asked whether federal informants participated in the riots, encouraged the riots, or removed barriers. And she didn't answer that either. Said she won't. Cruz pressed further. Says 5 seconds after Mr. Epps whispered to a person, that same person began forcibly tearing down the barricades. Did Mr. Epps urge them to tear down the barricades? Cruz asked. Similar to the other answers, I cannot answer that, Sanborn said. After Cruz, it was Cotton's turn to take a crack at her. Cotton asked a similar line of questions, at this time directed towards Assistant Attorney General Matthew Olson, head of the DOJ's National Security Branch. Now, this Olson character, he's the one that's now telling everyone that they're going to start tracking domestic terrorists. You should understand, if you're going to pin the tail on the donkey, he's your donkey, okay? Understand what is going on. Your federal government, your Department of Justice, has declared war on we the people. Understand that. They have politicized COVID. They have politicized January 6th. They politicize, and they can't get Trump out of their head. They want to keep him from being reelected again. They don't want Trump back in office because Trump actually might do the right thing and fire Fauci. If Fauci isn't already fired and hung out to dry in the square or put in the stocks where you can throw rotten tomatoes and eggs at him. I know a lot of you would like to, but of course we are God-fearing, peaceful, gun-loving, gun-toting American citizens. We're supposed to do everything peacefully. That's at least what Richard Mack will probably tell you in our next hour. Peaceful protest. What happens when they push the button and it doesn't become peaceful anymore? Then what happens? Then you have what we call a societal breakdown resulting in civil unrest. And when there is civil unrest, it's probably going to start from the left and attempt to work toward the right. I can tell you that based on what we saw that history has taught us about what happened in 2020. They will immediately burn down police precincts. And then they will start going into neighborhoods and setting fire to We the People's homes. All in the name of peaceful protest. Funny how that works. The double standard of the left. There's a real problem because at that point in time, we the people are expected to just sit there and take it. Really? You can be peaceful for so long. And then you have Florida sheriffs like Highlands County Sheriff Grady Judd, who has told all of his constituents and we the people living in his county, if they come to your door and try and kick in your door, shoot them. Take them out. This is a direct order from the sheriff of Highlands County, Florida. He's not putting up with any of that nonsense. And I wouldn't blame any of you that are members of the We the People Domestic Terrorist Unit. Lovingly, I say that because you are all right-thinking in wanting to remain peaceful as long as possible. But there comes a point in time when your security, your personal security, may be challenged and you have to make that tough decision. Pray to God before you do that and ask him if this is the right move. I mean, even Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane drew his sword and cut off the high priest's ear. The servant's ear was cut off of the high priest. Let's correct that. So it's, I don't want people calling me up telling me I misquoted the word. No, it was the servant of the high priest that he cut off his ear, trying to defend his Savior's honor. Well, here's the thing. When do you pick up a sword and fight? When they have pushed the needle too far to the right and they're at your doorstep. That is when you have to make that decision. And if you're sheriff, if you're a member of the posse, and we're going to talk to Richard Mack about that in the next hour, if you happen to join the sheriff's posse and the sheriff, who is constitutional, commands you to rise up and take arms, will you do it? These are things you must think about. 844-769-2944. If you want to chime in and let me know if you agree or disagree and why, because that's what dialogue is part of, folks. That's why we have conversations here on the Power Hour. So you can tell me what you're thinking, because I don't know what you're thinking. I can kind of surmise what you might be thinking. But until you pick that phone up and you call us and you talk to us and engage in conversation, I call it social intercourse. You can call it what you want. We don't know what you're thinking. By the way, for those of you who are having difficulty on DuckDuckGo, which is a search engine that's not Google, you should know Technocracy News is reporting Google, besides facing mounting legal challenges from regulators globally, accusing the tech giant of maintaining an illegal monopoly over its search and digital advertising businesses. One of its most prominent rivals, DuckDuckGo, is alleging that Google is abusing browser extensions to favor its products and stifle competitors, adding a new wrinkle to the high-stakes antitrust debate and momentum to calls for new regulation. DuckDuckGo CEO Gabriel Weinberg, whose company offers a competing search engine that I know a lot of you use that are touting privacy protections so Google can't track you, told a couple of different people in an interview Tuesday that Google is deploying manipulative design features known as dark patterns to trick users into abandoning rival products. According to DuckDuckGo, Google for years has used misleading notifications to lure users into disabling its rivals' browser extensions and to discourage them from switching their default search engines on its web browser, Chrome. But Weinberg said Google in August 2020 tweaked the prompts to more blatantly nudge users away from jumping ship. Changes include requiring users to answer whether they would rather change back to Google search after adding the DuckDuckGo extension, and showing users a larger highlighted button when giving them the option to change it back or not. Weinberg said the tweets, although subtle, have had a major impact. They've seen a drop 10% in how many new users they've been able to retain on services like Chrome. I don't even use Chrome. I try to avoid using Chrome when at all possible. This is the first time the company is publicly speaking out about how the practice has impacted its business. So, folks want to talk. This morning, Rita in Missouri, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are things in your little domestic terrorist land these days?
Oh, well, we're trying to survive it.
I'm glad to hear that.
Okay, but my comment is from two different sources that I've read about in the past, they already had the witch's brew vaccines in 2017.
I think it's probably 2015, but that's okay. You're getting the same source as I am, because there are several different papers, white papers that were submitted between 2014 and 2018 that all kind of lent to what you're alluding to, that's, you know, pretty much right on. The vaccine was developed, or the jab was developed, prior to any of this taking place. So I'm on the same page as you. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, well, that's all I had for now. So hopefully these Supreme Court justices, too, will wake up.
I hope they will.
It's terrible.
It is, and I appreciate your call. Larry in Leavenworth, Kansas, how are you, sir?
Real good. Enjoy the program. I had a question, and I've asked the Power Hour about it, and they don't seem to know too much about it. But I remember you saying you put out a booklet for a country land trust.
Yes, I do have one of those in my possession.
I'm interested in getting a couple of those.
Okay. The best thing to do is to just email support@thepowerhour.com and put it to my attention, and make sure you have your contact information in there so I can email you a booklet on how to set one of these things up. And make sure also, if you give me a telephone number, I will reach out to you directly and discuss what I'm sending you, so there's some clarity there. Because I'm always interested in helping people administer and make money setting up nonprofits to help other people with the homeless problem.
Yes. Yes, we have farms, and we're interested in helping the homeless.
I love you, sir. This is wonderful news. I'm so glad. I will get on that right away as soon as you get that information over to me. We'll be in touch.
Do I leave my number with the narrator?
If you just include that in your email to support@thepowerhour.com, we will get you that information. I'll be in contact with you immediately.
Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you so much for calling the show. Our number open once again, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. You see, that's the kind of productive solutions I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. You got farmland, you got water, you got resources, you got a way to help people. This is absolutely wonderful. I love it when the audience brings their own material. And speaking of their own material, I mean, I know this has been kind of depressing news, so I've got a little Irish humor for you. Are you ready for this? This is a crazy little Johnny story. And take it for what you will. I want to give you a good laugh this morning before we go to break. Little Johnny comes down to breakfast. Since they live on a farm, like Larry up in Leavenworth, Johnny's mother asks if he'd done his chores yet. Not yet, said little Johnny. His mother tells him, you don't get any breakfast until you do your chores. Well, Johnny's a little miffed. So he goes to feed the chickens, and he kicks a chicken. He goes to feed the cows, and he kicks a cow. He goes to feed the pigs, and he kicks a pig. He goes back for breakfast, and his mother puts a bowl of dry cereal out in front of him. He looks up and he goes, hey, how come I don't get any eggs and bacon? Why don't I have any milk in my cereal? Well, his mother says, I saw you kick a chicken, so you don't get any eggs for a week. I saw you kick the pig, so you don't get any bacon for a week either. I also saw you kick the cow, so for a week, you're not getting any milk. Just then, his father comes down for breakfast and kicks the cat halfway across the kitchen. Little Johnny looks up at his mother with a smile and says, are you going to tell him or should I? A little Irish humor for you this morning here on the Power Hour. Yes, we like to break things up a little bit, and hopefully you got a chuckle out of that. The thing is that there is so much depressing news out there that we have to overcome. And laughter is the best medicine, especially for getting rid of disease, for getting rid of headaches. I sometimes will sit there and watch Rodney Dangerfield reruns on The Tonight Show. because you got to love those one-liners like Henny Youngman. Here I go dating myself again. That ain't nothing. I got a million of them. See, that wasn't Jimmy Durante that said that. It was Henny Youngman. So the thing is, understand that a little humor goes a long way. This thing with Google and whatnot, oh, man, YouTube, guess what? YouTube is owned by Google as well. The proposals are just some of the numerous bills targeting what U.S. lawmakers are saying are anti-competitive abuses by companies like Google. But the bills spearheaded by Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota, and David Cicilline of Rhode Island, boast broad backing from Democrats and Republicans, making them the most threatening for Silicon Valley giants. I think we need to rein them in. What do you think? 844-769-2944. We're going to continue with our news after the break. And your phone calls. We'll be joined by Sheriff Richard Mack at the bottom of the hour. That's at 12:30 after the break. He's going to come on. We're going to talk about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. You're going to love that. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Hope you're having a wonderful day. We will be back after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.